Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen, with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking. I want to bite into that plum and let the juice spill down my chin. You know what I mean?
CITR Campus Radio. Can you feel it?
I can feel it down in my plums. They're getting a nice bluish hue. Getting ready to take them to the farmer's market. A special two plums for one.
All right, good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation here for another week up at the University of British Columbia. That is CITR 101.9 FM, and we're streaming live over the World Wide Web. Always, everywhere, and everywhere, www.citr.ca. And my name is Aaron, and as always, I'm here till 1 o'clock, bringing you the finest in punk and hardcore and all that kind of stuff. And we start things off with Random Killing, Patios and Beer. And that one is going back to the early 90s. And yeah, if there's something you'd like to hear, well, I still haven't figured out these new phones yet. So I'll get to it, I promise. Maybe next week you can phone up and make a request. Yeah, I'm going to talk about something that happened last week. Yes, a band was supposed to play this city, Vancouver, BC, but due to some allegations of sexual assaults on one of the members, the show didn't happen, and all their shows got canceled across the country. So yeah, I'm not going to mention that band right now, but going to play some songs about sexual abuse because yes, there's no room for it in this community or any communities. Yep, sexual assaults isn't cool and it's unacceptable. And we're going to hear a track right now by an act called 7 Year Bitch, and it's called Dead Men Don't Rape on Generation Annihilation, CITR.
Yeah. nature of the will. It makes your body or your life. It makes you act as if it's a choice.
Saying the same thing over and over again. Well, she's as goofy as they come, I tell you. Listen to her yourself.
Revenge.
Yeah, listen to her, Captain. Over and over again.
Revenge.
Such a young and pretty girl.
Revenge.
What could have driven her out of her mind like that, I ask you?
Revenge.
Thank you. In the United States, it is estimated that a woman is battered every 15 seconds. A rape is committed every 6 minutes. Domestic violence is the single largest cause of injury to women in the United States. 20% of emergency room visits by women are for injuries caused by battering. 3 to 4 million women in the United States are beaten in their homes each year by their husbands, ex-husbands, or male lovers. 1 out of every 7 married women is the victim of marital rape. 31% of all female homicide victims in 1988 were killed by their husbands or boyfriends. 55% of all female victims of domestic sexual abuse are children under the age of 11. 25% of college women in one survey experienced rape or attempted rape. Of these, 84% knew their attackers, but only 5% notified the police. 15% of the college men in another study admitted that they had forced a woman to have sex. 51% of college men in a third survey said they would rape if they were certain they could get away with it. At current rates, 1 woman in 4 will be sexually assaulted in her lifetime. Violence against women is reaching epidemic levels in North America. The fact remains that women continue to be treated as second-class human beings. They are looked upon as objects and are portrayed as such on television, in the movies, and through advertising, reinforcing sexual stereotypes. As long as these negative attitudes are fostered and allowed to develop, women will never truly be free. This song in particular is how sexual battery is taken lightly by the court. It is still believed that a rape victim either secretly wants to be raped or somehow encouraged the attack and is therefore responsible for the violence perpetrated upon her.
Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Union Events presents Dutch symphonic metal titans Epica and Swiss folk metalers LVT co-headlining on September 22nd in Vancouver at the Vogue Theatre. Canada's The Agonist opening the show. Tickets available at Ticketfly.com. Union Events and Straight Breakers. That's Epica and LVT with The Agonist. September 22nd at the Vogue Theater.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR. Start things off with 7-Year Bitch, going back to the early 90s from a compilation, 7-inch release with some other bands. I heard a track called Dead Men Don't Rape, followed with the Grups, self-titled 7-inch of theirs going back to the early 90s as well. Little Red Riding Hood was the name of that track. And we followed with MDC, Hey Cop, Fight a Face Like Yours, going back to 1991. On Our Radical Records, we heard a track called The Crime of Rape, followed with The Accused from the More Fun Than an Open Casket Funeral release. Combat Records, going back to 1987, we had a track called Rape. Crisis of Faith from a 7-inch release called The American Dream, A Global Nightmare. And name of the track we heard was called Incest. And it's on Ragamuffin Soldier Records. That's what it came out on when it came out in the early 90s. And going back to 1988 from Subvert out of Seattle, Washington. Track from the Madness Must End 7-inch release. We heard a track called Psychopath. So six songs, six bands singing six songs against that atrocious thing known as rape. So, getting back into the show now, we're going to hear another track from MDC. Going to get into a live set of tunes. And, this is going back to 1983. Enjoy.
Thing is, don't overbounce. All right. He says he's doing his job, but Mr. Bouncer, you're the lighting. All right, I'm tired of talking about this. Just don't beat up any of the thrashers. No war, no KKK, no fascist USA. No war, no KKK, no fascist USA. Hey, you gotta give this singer some room. You gotta give this singer some room. Come on,
Massachusetts. Warm techno Massachusetts. Born to die. Radioactive chocolate. Forever and ever.
And it's so high. Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bill and Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audio Pile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR, and in that last set, we start things all off with MDC from a brand new release live at CBGB's. The release is new, but the recording is going back to 1983 at the mighty, legendary CBGB's Club. We heard a track called Born to Die, followed with Toxic Reasons, another awesome reissue on Beer City Records. This one is going back to December 1981, live at Berkeley Square, and we heard the track Rally Around the Flag, Boys. And, yeah, early Toxic Reasons, so good. Toxic Reasons, awesome band. Check them out. Followed with Really Red, and this is from a recent release called Old Puppets, New Strings. And that was a live track going back to November 10th of 1980 in Texas. Followed with The Stimulators from a release called Loud Fast Rules. Yeah, this one is going back to August 31st, 1981, although this is a recent reissue on Roar Records. It was originally on a cassette. And this band features the very young Harley Flanagan of the Cro-Mags. He was playing drums back then. And we ended things all off with Fear by Request, going back to 1991. Excuse me, the release was going back to 1991. Although the recording is going back to 1986 on Pacifica Radio, Los Angeles, California, Null Detector. So, yeah, going to get back into the show. Time's really going fast here. I've got about another 15 minutes left. Out of the UK, this is a new band, and they are called they're called Bad Sam. Name of the release is called Working Class Holocaust. And the name of the song is called Snake with Tits. Here we go. Generation Annihilation. Bad Sam.
She squeezed, she had the people around her knees. We'll be right back. A lot of hardcore stuff is just fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
And yes, you can tune in this show every Saturday, noon from 1 p.m. And the following week, catch the Flex Your Head show. And we got Power Chord up next with Coleman. It'll be a good one, I'm sure. Before we get out of here, I'm just going to mention what I played. Start things off with Bad Sam, their full-length Working Class Holocaust. Snake with Tits was the name of the song. Followed with Seattle's Vacant Life. Heard a track called Suppression Cell. And from Portland, Oregon, we heard from Pressing On from their 2015 demo track called Blocked by a Wall. Wow, that definitely is release quality. It doesn't sound demo quality at all. Nothing wrong with demo quality, but man, that sounded pretty slick. Followed with Civic Duty out of Washington, D.C. From their demo, we heard a track called Burnout. And we followed with The Chain's 7-inch release by Vacant States. It's on Warthog Speak Records, and yeah, Vacant State from Vancouver, BC. They haven't played for a little while, but I'm sure they'll be playing again sometime soon. The track we heard was called This Disease. And as I said, Power Chord up next. If you'd like to check out Generation Annihilation online, www.generationannihilation.com. And we also have a Facebook page as well where we keep our playlists and updates up to date. So yeah, this has been Generation Annihilation for another week. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next. Going to leave you with a quick blast from Montreal, Quebec's Proxy. This is the B-side of their Slow Suicide release. This is a track called Lawless.
Folks, we're the Bitterweed Draw, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, milk, butter, margarine, nuts, sausage, sausage.
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls.
press 3, if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been. You pressed 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax. You're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.